Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. My name is Sister Leola, and I am the host for this evening. I believe Sister Powell will come on. I'm going to read from Council on Health first. Well, no, I want to read my scripture first. And let us pray first. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, once again, thanking you for this opportunity to get on the prayer line, Father, that we can fellowship and we can come together as family to give you praise and worship, to thank you for what you are always doing for us, showing us love towards one another. Heavenly Father, I lift up your most righteous and holy name because you are good. And now, Father, as we join together on this prayer line, I pray for your Holy Spirit to be with us tonight, Lord, as we come to share your word and to help someone, Lord, they might be in need of. Father, I'm asking you to bless each and every one of us tonight, to you to be with Sister Powell. I'm even asking, Father, that you allow your son, what he has did for us, continue to teach us through your word. And Father, we'll be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for all this blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I will read from, that is Numbers 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He and shall not do it, or have he spoke it, and shall he not make it good? Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So sisters and brothers, I want to read this counsel on help before I open the line. And it says, I'm reading the effect of wrong habits. Let me make sure not muted. First of all, I want to welcome my brothers and sisters to Advent Light Prayer Line. And I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. And may God bless you, each and every one of us, and that we can share or we can just sing a song or whatever. But let me go ahead and read this. And so I can begin open the line. There is but little moral power in the professed Christian world. Wrong habits have been indulged, and physical and moral law have been discarded until the general standards of virtue and piety is exceedingly low. Habits which lower the standards of physical health enfeeble mental and moral strength. The indulgence of unnatural appetite and passion has the controlling influence upon nerves of the brain. The animal organs are strengthened. Let me make sure the animal organs are strengthened while the moral of depressed. It is impossible for the intemperate man to be a Christian. Wow. For this higher power are brought into slavery to the passion. And that coming from Testimony, Volume 3, page 51, 1871. And I'm going to read this last paragraph. A word, a world unworn. We have before us a great work. The closing work of giving God's last warning message to a sinful world. But what have we done to give this message? Look, I have begged of you at many, many places that have never yet been ever entered. Look at our workers treading over and over the same ground, while around them is neglect world, lying and wickedness and corruption, a world of unwarned, to me, this is healing indifference we manifest to the needs of the perishing world. That is Testimony for the Church, Volume 7, page 103. And brothers and sisters, I was just reading that. I picked up my counsel on help. And I'm just sharing this with my brothers and sisters. I picked up my counsel on health after I made 62 on Monday, but I think I picked up on it last week. And I start saying to myself, let me pick up this book and start reading it. I have all these books, so I need to read. So I'm grateful. So now I will open the line for my brothers and sisters and each and every one of us while we share. Amen. I'm opening the first line, 518-951. We opening your line. And can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Amen. Okay, I'm not hearing you. Okay, let me see what the problem is. Cannot hear you. Oh, hold on. Let me, I cannot hear you. Hold on a second. Let me see something. I cannot hear you. I open your line. Sister Powell?
Can you hear us, Ceciliola?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear
All
you
All right.
Now.
Howdy-do, beloved. Thank you for opening up our line. We are calling from the beautiful island of Jamaica. It has been a blessing. We thank God for your prayers. We got here safely. I said to my mother today, you call Sister Leola, you need to talk to her so that, you know, she's able to open the line because we've been having some issues down here with the phone. And lo and behold, the Holy Spirit spoke to you because you have opened the line. So we thank you. We bless God for you. And it is just a blessing to be here. I have not been here since 2019. I'm excited. I got my mango so far. And though the enemy has put some things derail my travel, I've been traveling since 2 a.m. on Tuesday. I did not get to Kingston, to my home, until yesterday at about, what, I'm just about 6, 7. But God has been so good. He says, you know, here are the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandment and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we have to gain patience, right? And it was a challenging time, right? I made it on my flight, so I was able to make my flight at 8:35. We left out of the house after 6, a little bit behind the time that I wanted to be there, but God made it there on time, and I was able to journey. When I came to Montego Bay, there was some snags, but you know what? God is good. He's in control. I was safe. I'm here with my mom. I'm eating up some good food, and I just thank God for this opportunity, and I'm going to pass it on to her. Just being here amongst the people, I was walking barefooted where I can get grounded and get some of the natural earthly therapy, and I am just so amazed and so excited to be here in the land of wood and water, and I will pass it on to my mother at this time, Sister Paul. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Leola, first I must say, my dear, to my dear beloved, I just want to give God thanks for what you have been doing.
Yes.
God is so good. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Leola. I am, you know, words cannot express my gratitude towards what you are doing, you know. And I know that this is not us. It is God's work. And I just want to thank you for opening my line. My dear beloved, I am so excited. You know what? Because God is good. God is great. You know, he have allowed us, Lord, Sister Leola. First, I must say to you, Sister Leola, thank you for those bags, those food bags, everything we received it, despite it was a little late and what they have done, and it cost us a lot, but those bags, I am telling you, good quality, and they are good. So I just want to
in the batch.
I want to thank you. So far already, Sister Leola, we opened one box with 100. So we almost pack and pull up 100 backpack already. So we're supposed to be going into the second box, Sister Leola. God is good. God is so good. I know your children and grandchildren is going to be very happy and proud for their gift, because I am telling you, they are wonderful. So I just want to say thank you. And I want to thank you all for prayer. My dear, we have a little prayer meeting here this morning. And this prayer meeting is a set of those individuals who are T-Mobile, you know, those phone people who go out. And I'm telling you, this place was a boat for them. We had two young ladies and one young man came in. And they sat here for quite a while. I witnessed and I saw my daughter have shared with them the health message in which she had made up some garlic, some lime, lemon, and onion, and she had gave them it to take, and I am telling you, I said, what a blessing. So the message has been passed on to those wonderful people, and they are saying that, oh boy, this was the first house that they stopped and the blessing that they got. So we were able to share, they shared the Step to Christ with them and another book we gave them. So we ask you to pray for them, and they will be coming to the retreat with their children next Thursday. So my dear beloved, everything is working out good. The retreat will be till Thursday coming, and we will start at 10 o'clock, and they will actually have the day. So we are asking you to pray for this, in the wonderful blessing upon these children, that when they receive it, they will be grateful. Well, again, my dear beloved, today we had a team, and the team came out, and we do some cleaning, wipe off the little benches, the little seats, and few people came out, and they got to receive some gifts, the Lord, they received, and they were blessed with them. And also we have some youth came over to, you know, cut the lawn and, you know, to make the place look good for the children. So we are blessed, my dear. God is so good. So they're so great. My neighbor just was here a while ago, and I am telling you, we lost one of our cousins up there. So she came over, and we were just sharing and giving God praise for the life that he have allowed her to live. And now we just have to pray for the family who is left behind, so that they too will live a life that the Lord will pour out his Holy Spirit upon them, and that they will have a relationship with God. So thank you, my dear sister, and thank everyone on Advent Life for what they have done, and your prayers and your help, and, you know, everything looks good. I just walked down Rosie Project. She was here with her son, and they were rejoicing. We have our supper together, and they were just rejoicing, and the gift that, the little gift that they got, school shoes, and, you know, Rian was, face was so lit up, Lord, to receive his shoes. So God is so good. The children, them is blessed. So thank you.
If I may add, I just want to add to some reports that some of these very children that you all have prayed for, some of these very children that you all have, Advent Light Ministry and everybody that has been on the line who has been praying for them, you all have sent book bags for years, you know, gave donations so that the bags were able to be bought and they were able to get their supplies for school. We have prayed before us, beloved, that those very children, many of them, in Jamaica, they would take, it started out as a common entrance, so they'll take it in fourth and fifth. So they have changed over to what is called the PEP. I will find out what the acronym is, and I will tell you, but it's an exam that they take in primary school, more like elementary school, for them to be able to get the opportunity to go to high school. And so in Jamaica, you have different tiers of high school. You have high schools that are very prestigious. You have schools, you know, that are in the middle, and you have high schools that are in the bottom. And we have a lot of our children that has been impacted by your blessings, by the treats that you have sent down for, who have passed for many of these schools. And so we want to say thank you, and we want to have you pray for them. We have always prayed for the young people, and though some of them have turned left, many of them are going right. And so we thank you so much for that. And I concur, Sister Leola and everyone else on the line. I just want you to know that I have been in this with my mother, you know, for a while. And we have had real nice quality book bags that we have given to the children every year. However, this year has been extra special because every single book bag, Sister Leola, we have not seen them. We didn't go and handpick them, but you did. I just want to say everyone that we took out of the bag, it's just like, oh my goodness, thank God. The children are just going to love it because they're just so magnificent. And we know that it was the Holy Spirit working through you to be able to lead you to get those bags for those children. And I know that it is going to be an extra blessing. This has been the only year that my mother has never sent those 13, 14, 15, 16, 20 barrels. And so I know that God is going to pour out, give us a double portion of his Holy Spirit, because this was a little bit shorter than normal, and we weren't to put in the full plan. But I know that there's a song, and I don't know if somebody can say it, sing it. Little is much when God is in it. And because we know that God is in this, we know that it is going to multiply. So thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up our lines and for making sure that stamp on those book bags that will be gifted to the children next week. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Sister, I can't get no praise. I'm telling you, we give God, telling you, when it came to the time I was scraping and Sister Powell and I was talking, and I'm telling you, God worked it all out. Even when it got there, we hear how the enemy just tried to throw in fiery darts to not to be able to get it, charging so much. So if God worked it out that these kids was going to receive a blessing. So I'm so happy to hear the praise report and to hear how these children and everybody on this prayer line, we all have done the prayers and the work putting in that for those children and also the people of Jamaica, because what y'all is going to do there is more than what we can even do. But prayers, I tell you, prayers will be the whole beauty of this whole thing. So prayer line. And we have sisters and brothers on here. We'll be ready to lift you up. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for giving us that praise report. May God continually. And I've been praying for you guys all day in my prayer. And yesterday, when I began this journey. Amen. So thank you so much.
Amen.
I thank God for you getting there safe and blessing you and your traveling. Amen. So sisters
Amen.
And brothers,
Amen.
We are hearing how Sister Powell, you're gonna host, you're gonna host, right? You're gonna host?
Yes, but you gonna open because Sister Sophia,
I
couldn't go
to
you.
Yeah, I can open Sister Powell, but I just wanted to say this. Sisters and brothers, we hear how God is so good. They're not doing this for themselves. It's nothing goes to them. But when you helping, I wanted to read Matthew's when he talks about suffer the little children to come unto them, because such is the kingdom of heaven. And if we bless these children, well, God will bless us. I'm telling you, it is a great blessing to hear these praise. Amen? So, Sister Powell, you can go ahead and you can let me know where you want to
And just watch it until you have open already. And I do know that she has said, and now is the time, my dear beloved, we giving praise. It may be a little, and we know that Elvis. And the head message is the right arm of the Lord. And without our right arm, we cannot do anything, my dear, because one hand cannot catch a fish or can do nothing if we have our one hand, if we are one-handed. But we want to thank God for the message that he has given unto us. And I am going to ask somebody to read Exodus. I don't know if Sister Leola has done it yet. Genesis 1:29-30. For your regular scripture, 3 John 1-4 and Revelation 1-3. You know, we have to understand this word, because without his word, my dear, we can't do anything. You know,
okay.
We have something for us.
I can read first Genesis 1. Verse 29.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of trees. Yeah. Yielding seed. to you, it shall be for meat. And you want me to read 31?
Yeah. No, this is 30, right? Or to spend it to 30, right? Right? And your beloved.
Okay.
God gave us ever the first one.
And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and the morning was the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there someone who'd like to read 3 John? I know we have our brothers and sisters here on the line like to read.
Okay.
So we're going to read 3 John.
Yes. 843 has pressed 1. 206.
Oh, okay.
Your line is open. Would you like to read?
Yes. Amen. I would love to read. Praise the Lord. Hello, Sister Powell. I'm so glad to hear your voice. And Sister Leona, thank you for opening my line. And Sister Tamika from Florida.
Yes,
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3 says, For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, sisters. Tamiko and Sister Leola, you know, my co-host. God is so good. God will love to hear when we walk in. You read this scripture passage, my dear. Because God gave us everything, and he wants us to be obedient with all that he have gave unto us so that we can share. And as I was sharing this a while ago about what I saw my daughter have done today, with some workers came in work with the internet system. And I tell you, you know, one was feeling wet. He still was at work. And my daughter came and she took some lime and some garlic and some ginger. And my dear, she make up her own remedy that she found right in the cabinet. And there she and they actually spent hours. I am thankful for that, right? And Sister Lee, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, but you're going in and out. I don't know if you're in a station place.
All right. Yes. You're hearing now?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're going to read Revelation 22:1, and this is after I read Revelation 22:1. We know that God gave us a law, and we are going to ask you all if you hear some of these health laws that you have got and been using some of these home health remedy, natural remedy, and would like to share, you know, we give you the opportunity that you will share. But I will read Revelation 2. And it said, and he showed me pure river water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street and on either side of the river were there the tree of life, which bear 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. God is so good, my dear beloved. One day soon and very soon, all of us on Advent Light, if we be faithful, we will witness that tree of life. We will witness that fruit, those wonderful fruits. We will witness the leaves of the fruit, how important it is. So let us continue to strive to be the mastery. And now is the time for all my brothers and sisters
to fear some of the wonderful eight health law that God have given unto each one of us. New start, right? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. So the line is going to open now, my dear beloved, so that you will have the opportunity to share. Yes, please. Thank you for opening this line. Amen. Amen. Amen, Sister Leola. Can you?
Oh, you can hear me, Sister Powell. I'm going to share. No one has pressed, but I'm going to open and see if Tamika and Brother Eli. But I'm going to share my one first, and I want to share. I've been taking some parsley. I washed my parsley, and I just boil it for I cut the bottom, the stems. I don't boil the top. I'm doing all the stems first. I boil it, and I squeeze all of the juice out of it, and I drink that. And it says this is what is good for. It is rich in vitamin A, C, and K, potassium, folate, parsley enhanced kidneys, bones, heart, liver, and eye health. And it says, it protects the eye health, and it may reduce your risk of certain age-related eye condition, like AM, which that's what I need. That's because that's what the doctor said I had. So AM is seeing, you'll be able to see those little blocks. You're seeing double vision or something like that. But I use parsley, mm-hmm. just boil it in water and drink it. Amen. That's my little health tip. Amen.
Amen. So, thank you, sister, for sharing about parsley, how important it is, and that is the herb, one of the herbs the Lord gave unto us so that we can take it and we find how important it is so that we can share with others. So I just want to thank you, my dear. Is there anyone else who would like to share, you know, some
yes,
of the natural?
Yes. Brother Eli, I don't know if he have the going to speak about health. Open Brother Eli's line. That's what you. Okay, we're going to open his line. 857, because he's the next one that pressed one. Your line is
amen.
Open.
Amen, Sister Miola and Sister Powell, Sister Tamiko and Sister Stephanie. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. I like to praise God, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, thank you for encouraging me, Sister Miola and Sister Tamiko. Thank you very much for lifting my spirit up. I like to thank God for everything you've done for me and my family. I like to thank God too for my mom, Sister Miola, and Sister Miola, Sister Powell, and Sister Tamiko. Do not forget to send bags to Bay Cove to send bags and gifts, Sister Powell, Sister Tamiko, everyone on the prayer line. Don't forget to send a gift to Bay Cove too because Bay Cove need the others to because need people come to preach the word, come to preach the word of God, come to bring gifts, Sister Viola. Let me pray for that at this moment. Let me pray for Sister Power at this moment, Sister Viola. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord, at this moment, God. God, 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 you are able, God, to do all things, God. You are merciful, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, Lord. God, we want to praise you, God. God, we want to magnify your name, Lord. Oh, God, we want to praise you. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, Lord. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up our Sister Miola to you, Lord. We ask to God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. We ask to God to come bless Sister Miola, God, who is hosting, Lord. We ask to God to bless Sister Miola, God, in the mock way, Lord. We ask to God to allow Sister Miola, Lord, to bring a gift for people at Bake Off too, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Power to you, God, in Jamaica, Lord. We ask to God to allow Sister Power and Sister Stephanie, Lord, to bring a gift to our Bake Off to them too, Lord. God, we ask the God to make a way, Lord, to make direction, Lord. We ask the God to make direction for them, Lord. We ask you, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, you are marvelous, God. You are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. God, we want to lift for Sister Johanna to you, Lord. Sister, there's two Sister Johanna, Lord. We ask the God, we want to lift for the two Sister Johanna, Lord, from Bake Off, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Johanna, God, to push number one, Lord. Allow her to share her testimony, Lord. Allow her to bring praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to give you thanks and praise, God, because, God, you deserve all the praise, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift up Brother Shaq to, Lord, who's under prayer line, Lord. Shaquille, Lord, we ask God to allow him to push number one, Lord. Allow him to share his testimony, God, in the prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, allow him to say, victory is mine. Allow him to say, joy is mine. Happiness is mine, Lord. Faithfulness is mine, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to bless with the shot, Lord, in a special way, Lord. Bless him, God. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over everyone, God. God, allow Sister Carla, God, to bring a message to Lord under Bake Off to Lord. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla and Sister Stephanie, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie, God, who's going to bring a powerful message, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Stephanie tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Stephanie the victory, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Stephanie the strength, Lord. Allow her, God, give Sister Stephanie deliverance, God. Sister Powers, beloved daughter, Lord. Give her deliverance, Lord. We ask God to give her the victory tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Give Sister Stephanie up the strength, Lord. Break every chain, God, for her, Lord. Break every chain, God, for Sister Tamiko, Lord. Break every chain for every single one of us, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow Sister Power, God, to say where the sacrifice number one, God, if he's on the prayer line, Lord. Bless us, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Sister Power, tell where the sacrifice number one, because it's on.
Amen.
Thank you. Keep
going. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that powerful prayer. Pray for each one of us. God is going to work out his things, Brother Eli. All we have to do, just wait upon him and have faith in him. There were in your prayer, few prayer requests asking for us to come to Deco and also to send gifts. You know, we praise it, put it to the Lord, and we humbly wait upon him until he gave us the okay. God is so good. He's so great. Yes, Sister Leola, is there anyone else who's on the line who would like to
hear? We have two more. I mean, one more after this one. Okay, we're going to open 843-206. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Powell. Yes, I do have a health nugget tonight for my beloved brothers and sisters. It's sesame seeds, a tiny little seed that can help our bodies to stay healthy. And sesame seeds is a good source of fiber, and it helps to lower cholesterol, and it's a very nutritious source of plant protein, helps to lower blood pressure and supports healthy bones, reduces inflammation, and it is a good source of vitamin B. And it may aid the blood cell formation. And it protects against heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis. and but you may need to eat a significant amount, a small handful per day, to gain healthy benefits in your body. So thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for joining and also share, you know, some of these wonderful health messages, Ms. Ed. And we know that God gave us those remedies, those natural foods, and all we have to do is just follow His command and His will. It will boost our immune system, help our body, and we just want to thank God for that. Sister Leah, is there anyone else? Have a long prayer.
Yes. Yes, we have 518-650. We open in your line. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Miola, for opening my line. Sister Pearl, are you back?
No, I'm still in Jamaica, my dear, enjoying the weather and also the children and doing God's work.
I am. I just want to sing a little song.
Amen.
There is a place of quiet rest, to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, send from the heart of God. Hold us away before thee, to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, send from the heart of God. Hold us wed before thee, to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, to the heart of God. A place where we all is joy and peace, to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, send from the heart of God. Hold us wed before thee, to the heart of God.
Amen.
Oh, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, O God, because, Lord, there is a place of quiet rest near to your heart, a place where we cannot molest, where sin cannot molest, O God, near to your heart. Father, as we come before you this evening, nothing in our hands we bring, but simply to you we come, and worthy and holy and done nothing good, God, but it's just because of your grace and your mercy, where we are not consumed because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, God, help us to look out for one another, dear God. I was talking to one of my church sisters in Jamaica this evening. Something happened, oh God, and we all are church family, and we are not caring about each other. Heavenly Father, oh God, you is a God who care about us. You love us. You died on that old rugged cross for us, oh God, and we would not die for you, because our heart is not right, because you made us, oh God, but we are sinners, and we control it. We try to hold on to sin and do not call sin by its right name. But, oh God, as I cry to you tonight, this evening, dear God, on behalf of my church family, because, Lord, we all are church family, but we are not nice and close to each other. We do not share with each other. And in this time, oh God, within the time where we are living, we just try to want, and we do not share. Oh God, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercy, oh God. Blot out our transgression, forgive us of our sins, and help us to be thankful and to be holy, and to do what you have commissioned us to do, because what we are doing, the things that we should do, we are not doing, and the things that we should not, that's what we are doing. Father, our faith look up to you. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us as we pray, O God, take all our sins away. Oh, let us from this day be wholly thine. God, you see this prayer line. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, as we come, God, help us to come with a clean hands and a pure heart. Help us to hide your word in our heart so that we might not sin against you, dear God. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Search us, dear God, and know our heart. Try us, Heavenly Father, and know our thought. And God, if there be any wicked way in us, take it out of us, O God, and give us a clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, we want to be like you. Help us to share. Help us to be loving. Help us to be kind. Help us to do what you would do, God. Not for ourselves and ourselves and ourselves alone, because, God, that's not what you want. Heavenly Father, take over this evening, God, as you see my heart and you know my thought and you know what is in me. Father, lead me in the way everlasting. Be with each and every one of us on the line along with our family, oh God. Everyone into your hand, God, you are a mighty and a merciful God, and your compassion fail not, because you love us and you care for us and you want everything good for us. So, Lord Jesus, help us to do what you would do, Lord, and to be like you in mind, body, and spirit, that you may bless us the way we should receive the blessing. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. And when things on earth shall be no more, Lord, help us not to be a castaway, but help us to be in your number, marching with you to the heavenly kingdom. Continue to have your way this evening and be with this week as we break the bread of life. God, let it not be seen, but let you be seen doing whatever he's supposed to do. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, Lord. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. Lord, it's your feeble body. We are asking you, O God, to give us strength. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are a God who cares for us. You wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that all of us should come to repentance, because you are our Father. And you love us with an everlasting love. So thank you for everything, I pray. And I give you thanks with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Go ahead, Sister.
Thank you, Sister
Balan,
before pray. All right. Yes, my dear beloved, we just want to thank Sister Barnaby, thank everyone for coming on Advent Air Thursday, and we are actually going, my beloved, so we are asking our brothers and sisters to get your Minister of Healing, King James Version, Bull, Bible, pen, and your paper so that we can all participate in this study. Thank you again. We thank those from Netherlands who are watching, from Africa, also from Maryland, Kingston, Jamaica, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Florida, New York. We welcome you all, and we wish you will have a blessed evening. Okay. And next voice you will hear from us tonight, Sister Stephanie, who will be presenting the message.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing that, you know, message. Well wishes. Thank you for the prayers. I'm going to just offer another prayer as we go into the lesson. So we're going to ask you to bow your heads if you're able to do that. If you're able to kneel, go ahead and do that. If you're driving, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes on the road so that you can get to your humble abode safely and in your hearts and in your minds. And if the Spirit moves you, let your lips move, thanking God for what he has done for you, for your families, even the trials and the storms. We're going to ask you to just lift prayers. Let praises be on your lips right now as we take a moment. There is no time like this, and we will never experience this time ever again. And so we have no time to lose. And so in this moment, we're going to ask you to say a word of prayer. You have heard the names. You have heard the needs. You have heard the petition. And you have heard the Holy Spirit pricking your heart to lift up someone in prayer. And so we're going to ask you to do that. And I'm going to give you a moment, and then I am going to go into a season of prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We are so thankful for this opportunity, Lord. I know for me, I was traveling thousands of miles through the air on bus. Lord, you have kept me safe. When I was in the plane, I saw your majesty. I saw how divine. I saw how perfect you are. As we transported from land through the air, through the clouds, as I observed the beauty of the sea from up on high, as I saw the shape of all of the islands and all of the countries, I can just say, God, you are good. You are perfect. You are the Omega. You are the Alpha. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the author, and you are the finisher of our faith. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, you have ignited my spirit. As I look up on your majesty, as I look up on the things that you have created, you have put everything in place. Lord, you know that number of hair that is on everybody's head. You have created us in your own image. And though, Lord, we come before you, Lord, as sinners, we are dirt. We are heathen. We are unworthy even to call you our Father. But because of your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent to die for us, we know we have grace and we have your mercy. And we thank you so much. We ask you, God, that you would forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of the time when we took our eyes off you as Peter did, as you bid him walk on water. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us when we complain, when we murmur, when we don't see that you have blessed us abundantly, when we don't see that you have orchestrated the test so that we can have a testimony and give you glory. We don't see when you have given us and allowed the mess to happen that you are laying out our message so that we can bring others closer to you. So I thank you, God. I thank you, and I ask and I beg and I plead for you for our forgiveness. Lord, please forgive us for all the things that we have done that went against you, Lord. We know that we are filthy rags, Lord. We are unrighteous, Lord. We see our needs and are asking you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. We're begging, Lord, that you will not forsake us because you told us that you will never forsake or leave us. And so as we go into the next portion of the studies, we pray, God, I'm begging you, Lord, that you will touch my lips with coal. Lord, you know that I have an assignment that needs to be done today. But, God, I lay it at your feet that you will give me your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding to press forth and do what you have called me to do, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will hear from each and every person that is on this line, tabernacle with us, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will allow us, Lord, to leave here changed, not just as hearer of the words, but as doer. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sister Leola, I'm going to ask you, as we are down here, sometimes the line will conk out. Can you let us know if you're hearing us, please? Sister Leola? Hello? Sister Leola, can you hear us?
Yes.
You can?
Yes, I got my Bluetooth on. I'm listening.
All right. Amen, 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 amen. And so turned to, we just want to thank everybody for joining us. I'm going to say it. I am in one of, I believe, the most beautiful island in the entire world. However, I know that it pales compared to heaven. And so because I've had a foretaste of what paradise looks like, I know I want to be in heaven. I want to be one of the rewards. And as Sister Powell was sharing with you all, today we have the pleasure of ministering to some wonderful individuals. God has sent them in this house, in this yard. And, and it was just, and I was able to utilize the medical missionary, plight and medical missionary, remedies that we have, that we have heard on this live. And I went straight with my onion, Sister Tamiko. I made the concoction of the bomb with the ingredients that I have. And so a young lady came and she was sick, and we start with prayer. Sister Paul gave her the ammunition. Sister Paul said, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you surrender? And this is what we're called to do. We have been studying that. Is that correct? This is what we've been called to do. We have been called to bring people, because, we can't ask for healing if you're not going to surrender, right? We can't. So we have to lay out, and we did that. And she said, yes, I believe in Jesus. I surrender. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. And we were able, Sister Paul was able to pray, and we were able to put all the concoction that we have. And I'm telling you, beloved, immediately she had resolved. She had some mucus coming up, and it was just flushing. She started to sweat, which we know that the detox and the impurities were coming out. I mean, she was willing to experience, right? She was willing to experience this divine appointment, this divine intervention, and the natural remedy. And we were able to get the garlic together. This is Health Thursday, New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperature, ear, rest. Trust in God, the eight doctors that make house calls, and they were making house calls. She had the vitamin D today with sun, and I was able to give her, we were able to give her the medical missionary, the nutrition, to ask her, what is it you're eating? And she said she's eating the cheese and the milk, and she recognized, bless God, that when she eats those things, it gives her these kind of ailments. I said, well, see, you got the answer. You got to keep away from those things. And we were able to go into action. Right, I was able to do the cold on her neck and on her back. We were able to do some hydrotherapy. We did the balm. Sister Tamika loved the balm. We did her garlic and her onion, and we did her lemon. We didn't have the cayenne pepper, but we worked with what we had, and so we were able to use the gates. I'm telling you. It was working through the name of Jesus. We know that there's no power in the bomb. Let's be clear. But we know that there's the power in the blood of Jesus. And we know that he says, if you are called by my name, right, turn away from our wicked ways, seek him, pray to him. What will he do? He promised us that he will heal the land. We will hear from him, and we will heal the land. I think that was 1 Chronicles 7:14 or 14:7. Go ahead and look that up for us and note it. And we went back to that, and we did the third epistle of John, right, where he wished above all things that we may prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So we know that those are within God's will, and we can pray those will. And when we fully surrender and recognize that God is in control, he's the great healer through his son, Jesus Christ, we know that we will get resolved. And so I am going to go into, I am just like, it was just a blessing today. The young lady ended up on the floor because it was detoxing her, beloved. They got the water, made the tea for them, and they had the Spirit of God was in this place. They couldn't, and she was like, one of the lady was like, I mean, I feel so good in here, and I mean, I want to fall asleep. And they, in turn, we have made a relationship with them, right? We gave the help message. We let them know. You know, they were looking for some things. I said, we don't eat those type of things. I said, but I could feed you Jesus. Come, let me show you and tell you about a man that told me everything. Come taste that he is good. Amen. And it was such a blessing, start to finish. I had some mishaps coming in. I was traveling from 2 a.m. And, you know, I just some hiccups. But I was able to be at peace. I heard the Spirit of God say, peace, be still. And God led me to safety, and I thank God for that. So we're going to go into, I'm turning my page, I have my book turned. We are going to go into the importance of seeking true knowledge. Do y'all want true knowledge? Do you all want true knowledge, the importance of knowledge? I know I want true knowledge, right? Because it ties in what we just read, that God wants us to what? Walk into truth. The truth shall set us free. I think it is it Acts 17:30? Sister Tamiko, Acts 30:17. I think it's Acts 17:13 where it says that God winks on us when we do things that we don't know, we don't have any knowledge of. However, when we come into the knowledge and when we have not utilized the time to gain the knowledge that God is having in store for us, that's going to be counted against us. I also was in, as I was traveling again, experience where the Holy Spirit was showing me that they were doing some wrong things. And I went to them and I just started to speak out. And I said, you know what? God is recording this. You know, what y'all are doing is wrong. And God is recording. He's taking stock of what you're doing. And I said, I'm so glad that I know Jesus, right? Because the old me would have lit this up, right? But I just so thankful that God has created a new creature within us. And when we're walking newly in Christ, we are a new creature. We have to operate differently because we're ambassador for the kingdom of God. And so I'm going to segue into the importance of seeking true knowledge. I want to seek true knowledge. Amen. And it says, more, and I'm reading from the Green Digest book, The Ministry of Healing by Ellen G. White. This one is the Health and Happiness Digest book. It is the green, flatter one, and this is on page 194. I'm going to read a little bit from that. I turned to the page, and I was like, Holy Spirit, we're definitely going to be embarked on this because I understand that God wants us to walk through. I am triggered. And I'm allergic when I hear things that are false, right? When I hear even Bible-believing people being dishonest, being disingenuous, being duplicitous. I mean, that's not what God wants us to do. And though I've shared with people that the church is a hospital, right? And we're all sinners, right? And so we want to be able to recognize, and Matthew 24 says, take heed lest no man deceive us. And so that is an admonition to God, from God to us, amen? And so we want to be careful, and we want to make sure that we seek to walk into true knowledge of God. It says, more clearly than we do, we need to understand the issues at stake in the great conflict in which we are engaged. We need to understand more fully the value of the truths of the Word of God and the danger of allowing our minds to be diverted from them by the great deceiver. The infinite value of the sacrifice required for our redemption reveals the fact that sin is a tremendous evil. What? I'm going to read that again. The infinite value of the sacrifice required for our redemption reveals the fact that sin is a tremendous evil. So here is the, this is debunking the myth that One save, always save, and we're going to be sinning till Jesus come, and we're going to be sinful and go to heaven. Can't work. Cannot work. It is contrary, right? And that's antichrist. That's antichrist to believe that we could sin till Jesus come and we will have a place in heaven. Presumptuous. Okay? And that's not of God. Amen? That's the Luciferian type of mentality. Okay? So we continue. It says, through sin, the whole human organism is deranged. What? And that word mean deranged, we are just like really crazy. We're mental, right? We are delusional. We are going to believe that right is wrong and wrong is right. Madness, right? So it says, through sin, the whole human organism is deranged. The mind is perverted, the imagination corrupted. Sin has degraded the faculties of the soul. And if we think back before sin, right, I mean, Sister Powell, men were living years, right? 900, what, Methuselah lived like, 962 years or thereabout. They were living for a very long time. Let's go back and look. They were living for a long time, years and years and years. But because of sin, what started to happen? Our life started to shorten, right? Sin has degraded us. It has deformed us. It has now given us from 962 thereabout to what? 310. And by the strength, we might get an extra 10, an extra decade. Amen? And so that's because of sin, right? I mean, I came and I was looking at some of my little cousins, and they're growing up. They're so tall. At 13 and 14 and 12, I was like, oh, my goodness. And so think about, had it not been for sin, our statue would be like our Savior Jesus Christ. That tall statue, right? I mean, but because of sin, we don't think straight. I mean, we had in our fellowship and our devotion this morning, we were sharing with them, you know, we love the things. What does Paul say? Paul said the things that we are not supposed to love is what we love. He said, I love the things that we're not supposed to be doing. And the things we're supposed to be doing, we don't like it, right? That's because of sin. Amen? And so we have to pray continuously, asking God to keep us so that we are not falling into this trap of liking the things of the world and not the things of God. Amen? And so it says here, sin has degraded the faculties of the soul. Temptation from without, find an answering chord within the heart, and the feet turn imperceptibly towards evil. We love evil. We love wrong things. Like I was sharing with them, we love sugar. We love to eat sugar, and sugar is not good for us. We love to eat things, the white bread and the white flour and the white rice. We love it because the truth be told, I'm going to be honest, it tastes good. Let's be honest, it tastes good, but it's not good for us. Amen. And so we have to ask God to remove the taste for the things that are not good for us and allow us to cling to the things that God has deemed good for his children. Amen. And once we recognize, and we have to be honest. Right? We have to be honest, especially when we're witnessing to people. People want us to be honest. People want to hear that we struggle or used to struggle. We were having a hard time. I know for me, I was having a hard time giving up that snapper fish. Oh, my goodness. When my sister, they would cook it. And, I mean, they knew that that was the only thing that I would eat. It was just, it was done in love. It was done. I mean, whoa, they would go out of day to prepare the snapper for me and all the escovitch, and they would steal it, and I mean, it was just tasty. For having a conversation, and another thing that I love condensed milk, because I love cornmeal porridge. If anybody know me, I love cornmeal porridge, and I just did not know that I could ever experience a cornmeal porridge without condensed milk. So those were the two things that I was having issues with. Right? And I remember having a conversation with Sister Paul, and I was like, I don't know, I can't give up these two things. And she said, you know, with her wisdom, right? And she said, don't worry about it. You know, when it's time that God wants you to remove it from your diet, God will allow you to do it. And I'm telling you, eventually I was able, not craving, and God gave me the coconut milk, and I was making the coconut milk with the porridge, and it just tastes so tasty. And I was like, okay, you know, God gave me something and said, well, you don't try this, right? Because he's all-knowing, right? And he don't beat us up. He knows when we have the desire, and he works with us if we're willing. If we're willing, we say, God, you know, we love this, you know, but we want you to remove this from us. God will work with us. It's a cooperation thing, you know. We're in collaboration with him, you know. And so he will work it out to make us not have the taste and give us a substitute that is even better. And that's what he did with the coconut milk. And I'm telling you, I have not, you know, condensed milk. Oh, boy, no. I don't worry about condensed milk. And then the fish came up, and I was like, you know, Lord, I love this fish. I love the snapper. And they make it for me really, really good. And it was just tasty. And then, you know, I started to eat it, and literally, it started to make me feel, as soon as I eat it, like I wanted to barf it back up, right? And I would go ahead and I would quickly put a little bit of salt on the tip of my tongue, and it would give me the sack of my stomach. And then I realized, wait a minute, I can't keep doing this. And then eventually, beloved, I had no more taste for my favorite. And it is still my all-time favorite. Don't get me wrong. I don't eat it anymore. But when you're witnessing to people, we want to show that we are connected to people. We're not far removed. And we want to go back and remind ourselves and even share, I struggled with this, beloved. Trust and believe. It was not something that came, but I had a conversation with my Heavenly Father, and he worked it out. There was other issues where I was telling people I was dressed reform. Okay, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. I was allergic to lots of fabric. Okay, I am from the tropical islands, lots of fabric. I did not love it. I did not enjoy it. But as I said, God has a sense of humor, and what he's working with you on is not necessarily what he's working with me on. We're all on our journey. And I was just like, okay, let's see how we're going to work this out. But I did not need to work it out because God has been working it out. And he would start showing me stuff that were nice and much fun. And I'm like, okay, all right, God, you know, you like this. And it was coming. And I say this to say, when we minister, because we're ministering to people that are in the world, we have to be able to share our experience, and God gave me those experiences so that I can share with others, right? And I'm doing this class, and this class is talking about personal experiences. What are our personal experiences in life, in certain, in leadership, in being a, you know, an educator? And those are the most gripping ones. And when we tell people that God is still working on us, we have not arrived. None of us have arrived. And if we feel that, that's of the devil, and we will be falling. Right? We have not arrived. God is still working on each and every one of us, and we want to thank God for that. Amen? So I just wanted to point that out, and I will continue, that God is working in each and every one of our lives, okay? And it says right here, I'm going to go back, temptation from without, find an answering chord within the heart, and the feet turn imperceptibly towards evil. As the sacrifice in our behalf was complete, so our restoration from the defilement of sin is to be complete. No act of wickedness will the law of God excuse. All right? No unrighteousness can escape its condemnation. The ethics of the gospel acknowledge no standard but the perfection of the divine character. The life of Christ, listen to this, was a perfect fulfillment of every precept of the law. So Christ came and he followed, and it was burdensome for him, amen? And he overcame the temptation of the enemy so that we can, amen? I have kept my Father's commandment. His life is our example of what? Obedience and service. God alone can renew the heart. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But we are bidden, work out what? your own salvation with, and we can finish with fear and trembling. John 15, verse 10, Philippians 12, verse 13 and 12. Amen. The work that requires our thoughts. So our thoughts are very important. Amen. Our thoughts are very important. There is I like a poem I would teach my own two children, Cousin KJ, and in turn, I taught the many hundreds of children that I've taught over the many years I have been an educator. And I've taught them this. It was, be careful of your thoughts because they become your words. Be careful of your words because they become your actions. Be careful of the actions because they become your character. Be careful of your character because they become your destiny. We have to be careful what we're thinking, right? The Word of God says life and death is in the what? In the tongue, right? So when we think about things and we speak of it, and if it's not of God, then we put it in the atmosphere. The enemy has heard it, and he will use it against us. Amen? So we got to be careful what we're saying. We need to be talking words of encouragement. We need to be talking words of letting people know that there is a God that can heal. There's a God that can give you peace. There's a God can give you financial blessings. There is a God that can take your sins away. There's a God that can forgive you. There's a God that is loving. There's a God that can send comfort. There's a God that can commission his angels when you are in danger to be there for you and for me. However, we have to decide that we want that God to be in our lives. We have to decide that we want that God to direct our path. We have to decide that this God is so divine. It is so, he's so holy. This God is so perfect that we have to, and we have decided that we want his will to be our will. We want to surrender our all to him. Amen. So it says the work that requires our thought. Wrongs cannot be right, nor can reformation in conduct be made by a law, by a few feeble, intermittent efforts. So that means that, you know, sometimes we do these 1 minute drive-by prayer, and sometimes 1 minute drive-by prayers are necessary when we see some danger coming along, and all we can do is cry out, help me, Jesus, right? And there's a balance, because sometimes we do these 20 minutes long drawn-out prayer that weary the soul, weary the saints, weary God in public sphere, and weary the angels, right? So we have to know, right, that there's a time and a place and where we are in terms of, you know, when we're offering these. But what this is saying is that let's not bring our feeble lips and our feeble words and our feeble attitude to God, especially when we are in our private closet. Amen? It says, character building is the work, not of a what? Of a day, nor of a year, but of a lifetime. Amen? The struggle for conquest over self, for holiness and heaven, is a is a lifelong struggle, and without continual effort and constant activity, there can be no advancement in the divine life, no attainment of the victor's crown. I'll go back and say, we're looking where we are. June, we just came out of June a couple months ago, and June was deemed as Pride Month. And we know anything that has to do with pride is not of God. Amen? You know, because it says pride cometh before a fall. And so when we think about all of the things that we know that God has prescribed to be wrong, however, the world has recognized it as being right. There is a case that is brewing down here in the island that I'm in, my land, my birth land, as we're celebrating on Tuesday, Sister Powell. We had Emancipation Day, and then on Monday coming, they're going to be celebrating our Independence Day, the freedom from the British. And so when I think about all of these things, and they're running a series, and I'm thinking, are we going and seeking independence from sin? How about that? Are we seeking independence and emancipation, freedom, sin? That should be message, that should be what we desire, and that is going to be the appeal for today. Are we seeking? I know I am. My hands are raised, two hands are raised up high, because I am seeking emancipation. I'm seeking freedom. I'm seeking deliverance from sin. Amen. And so we see where, as I started to share with you, that the case brewing where the Jamaican embassy, the Jamaican government was presented with a petition from the United States of America to accept a diplomat and a diplomat spouse, which in the past, this is what we will do. However, this spouse is in a marriage that is not in a marriage that God has said is a marriage. It's not in a marriage between a man and a woman. And, you know, and so it is in a marriage with a same-sex type of situation. And so Jamaica said, no, you know, it is illegal here. We don't recognize it. And what has happened, the United States now has said to Jamaica, because you're not going to do this, we are going to send back your people, send back your diplomats. We're not going to extend their stay in the United States of America, which normally they would. They would be there for 5 years, and then they would get an extension if, you know, the country so deemed that. And that was something that they have done in the past. However, that was not, that was rejected because we decide, as we are a God-fearing country, though we have a lot of crimes and we do a lot of craziness, we are a God-fearing country, and we said this is not what we're going to partake in. It's not a part of our constitution. It's not a part of the Geneva and the Vienna Convention, because the country that is the sending country, which would be the United States. This is some current event I'm sharing here, and it ties into this, the fact that we're in a world and a society now that wants not only the country that they operate to go against God, but they want other countries to go against God too. And there's something where we have learned that is in Revelation, where it talks about wandering after the beast, right? And so they want us to be able to do the same thing that they're doing, knowing that it goes against God, it goes against our country, it goes against our belief. And so the United States wants to do that. They have tried it too with Uganda. All of the African countries decided and said no. This lifestyle is not acceptable. It goes against our God. It goes against our constitution. It goes against our people. And we will not partake in it. We will not enforce it. We will not allow anybody to come and influence anybody. And if you are caught doing that, they were giving jail time and even death. All right? This is serious things that we are facing here. The United States decide that, oh, they're going to give sanction. They're going to do this. They're going to do this. But the African countries stood up. And little Jamaica is standing up. And so I'm going to ask, pray for these African countries. Pray for small islands, Jamaica specifically, but all the other islands that have decided that they're not going to infiltrate wrong by calling it right. Amen. And so that leads us into that. So I tarry here a little longer with you, beloved. It says, without continual effort and constant activity, there can be no advancement in the divine life. No attainment of the victor's crown. The strongest evidence of a man's fall from a higher state, I'm on page 195 in the Ministry of Healing, higher state is the fact that it costs so much to return. The way of return can be gained only by hard fighting, inch by inch, hour by hour, in one moment, by a hasty, unguarded act as we place our is the power of evil. But it requires more than a moment to break fetters and attain to a holier life. The purpose may be formed, the work begun, but its accomplishment will require toil, time, perseverance, patience, and sacrifice. We cannot allow ourselves to act from impulse. Many times we're impulsive. We just, you know, think without consulting and asking God to lead. Cannot be off guard for a moment, not for a moment. That we have to stay in what? In prayer. Beset with temptation without number, we must resist firmly, right? And I'm wrapping up. We must resist firmly or be conquered. Should we come to the close of life with our work undone, it would be an eternal loss. The life of the Apostle Paul, we talked about him earlier, right, was a constant conflict. He said daily, 1 Corinthians 15, 1, desire, duty, and the will of God. He said, who's into his nature at the close of his life of conflict, looking back over its struggle and triumphs, he could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the end. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. The Christian life is a battle. We're in warfare every day. We're in great controversy. Every single day, the enemy wants to devour us. He comes to what? Kill, steal, rob, and destroy. Amen? And so we know that we're in a battle. When you're in a battle, you got to put on the whole armor, as Sister Tamika loves to say, the whole armor of God. You have to make sure you have your arsenaries. You have your army. You have all the things that in praying, right? You're reading your Bible every day. You're watching, and you're constantly focused on God to recognize when the enemy has come in like a wolf in sheep clothing. Amen? It says the Christian life is a battle and a march. In this warfare, there is no release. The effort must be continuous and persevering. It is by unceasing endeavor that we maintain the victory over the temptation of Satan. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with a resolute fixedness of purpose. Let me read that again. That was a little sloppy. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with resolute fixedness of purpose. No one will be born upward without stern, persevering effort. All must engage in this warfare for themselves. So everybody have their battles to fight, right? No one else can fight our battles. So I can't fight this battle. God is going to allow things to happen to her and in her life so that she's able to be prepared, use her arsenals to be able to fight her battles. Individually, we are responsible for the issues of the struggle. Though Noah, Job, and Daniel were in the land, they could deliver neither son nor daughter by their righteousness. Amen and amen. And I'm going to read this little part. I think it's important. There is a science to be mastered. There is a science of Christianity to be mastered, a science as much deeper, broader, higher than any human science, as the heavens are higher than the earth. The mind is to be disciplined here. Write this down, right? This is a science. The mind is to be disciplined, educated, trained, for we are to do service for God in ways that are not in harmony with inborn inclination. Amen? Our body and our minds, because we're sinful beings, we don't want to give, right? And the Word of God says better to give than to receive. We are, because of sin, we want to get. We don't want to give. But that is contrary to what God has called his people, right? Hereditary cultivated tendencies to evil must be overcome. Often the education and training of a lifetime must be discarded that one may become a learner in the school of Christ. And that's, you know, it's funny that it's amazing because the class that I'm taking, this is what it's talking about, right? The best leaders are the ones that are willing to continue to learn. And that's what we're on a journey. Right? Sanctification is a lifetime, is a work of a lifetime, correct? And we're on this journey. We're not going to do it instantly, but God will continue to work through us when we are willing. Amen? It says, our hearts must be educated to become steadfast in God. Our hearts must be educated to become steadfast in God. We are to form habits of thought that will enable us to resist temptation. Read your Bible. You grow every day, right? Pray, and we're going to grow every day, and we're going to be strengthened to overcome the evil one. We must learn to look upwards. The principle of the Word of God, principles that are as high as heaven and that compass eternity we are to understand in their bearing upon our daily life. Every act, every word, every thought is to be in accord with these principles. All must be brought into harmony with and subject to Christ. The precious graces of the Holy Spirit are not developed in a moment. Courage, fortitude, meekness, faith, unwavering trust in God's power to save are required by the experience of years. By a life of holy endeavor and firm adherence to the right, the children of God are to seal their destiny. All right? This last portion, I'm reading a couple sentences. No time to lose. We are in urgency, beloved. Code, what I say, code red. That's where we are. We have no time to lose. We have no time to lose. We know not how soon our probation, at the longest, we have but a brief lifetime here. And we know not how soon the hour of death may strike our hearts. We know not how soon we may be called to give up the world and all its interests. Eternity stretches before us. The curtain is about to be lifted. For a few short years and for everyone, no numbered with the living, the mandate will go forth. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 12:11. Are we prepared? Have we become acquainted with God, the governor of heaven, the lawgiver, and with Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world as his representative? When our life work is ended, shall we be able to say, as did Christ our example, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have manifested thy name. John 17:4-16. The angels of God are seeking to attract us from ourselves and from earthly things. Let them not labor in vain. Minds that have been given up to lose thought need to change. Gird up the loins of your heart. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he wished, called you is holy. Holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. The thoughts must be centered upon God. I'm going to read that again. As I close, the thoughts must be centered upon God. We must put forth earnest effort to overcome the evil tendencies of the natural heart. Our efforts, our self-denial, and perseverance must be proportionate to the infinite value of the object of which we are in pursuit. Only by overcoming as Christ overcame shall we win the crown of life. I'm going to read that again. Only by overcoming as Christ overcame shall we win the crown of life. Here ends the reading for tonight. I pray that you were blessed with these powerful words. All right, we have no time to lose. We need true knowledge that can only come from God. We have to partake, to cooperate with God, and we have to surrender all, allowing him to lead us because he wants to save us, his children. I will now turn it over to Sister Paul. All right, Sister Paul is asking me to pray. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the reminder that our character and our sanctification is a work of a lifetime, that we have to work our own salvation out with fear and tremble. However, you're such a kind, loving God that when we surrender ourselves to you, when we cooperate with you, you will give us the strength to overcome this battle, the temptation, the wicked one, the traps that he has sent us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that each and every person will be agitated. We will leave here not being hearer, but be doer. We will leave here to do more as we commune with you, to look to you, Lord. We will choose, Lord, not to love the world, Lord. We will give up, Lord, the thing that we love that is not of you, Lord. We will give that up and we will work with you. We will hold on. We will petition you, Lord, to help us to do the things that are right in your sight, as we can only do it through you, Christ Jesus. We bless your name. We give honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I want to thank you for several things, Jesus. Definitely, we know that you can't do anything without him and with him, who is Jesus Christ. He's able to take us through all the things, but all he wants us to do is to believe. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. And thank Sister Leola for calling. And also thank our brothers and sisters who joined. And brothers and sisters, we all have a battle fighting, and all we can do is to trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is able to do all things for us. So as we come to the end of our program, we are asking our brothers and sisters to, that tomorrow is the Sabbath, and that, you know, we should join. Sister Carla will be on the line tomorrow, and we are expecting every one of us to join to bring in the Sabbath into our wonderful time with the Lord. Thank you again for serving. And Sister Leola, you can just end with that a song, right? And thank you, Sister Leola. Amen, amen,
amen, amen. Okay, good night, my brothers and sisters, and we all have a blessed and a peaceful rest tonight. Amen. So we'll end with this song. Uh-oh. Believe it or not, my computer in it. Okay, it may not. Sorry, Sister Power.
That's okay. It's not coming on?
Nope. My computer is spinning. I would have to redo my...
I will just pray. Father, okay. We come to the end, and we want to thank you. Now, dear Lord, as we are preparing to go to our bed, send your guardian angels to watch over us. Help us to wake tomorrow morning in our right mind, that we can go to our various locations, and that you will pour your blessing upon Jesus' name. Amen. Words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart.
But yes, that's to me that. It's the Lord, our sight, the Lord, our strength, and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Good night, my brothers and sisters.